And you're listening to Juno Afternoon here. I'm Andy Klein. Well, speaking of birds, Juno has lots of birds that live here all year round. But the barred owl is, relatively speaking, a newcomer to this area. Joining us now to tell us about what makes this bird really interesting is Brenda Wright, the program's manager for the Juno Audubon Society. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And it's always great to have you visit. I enjoy it so much, and I learn so much. I have to say, I thought about you just yesterday because I had not yet put up ribbons in front of a window I have, and a varied thrush. I know. I'm so upset. But I, this morning, first thing I did was put ribbons up in front of that window. But it was a window that was smaller, but just a little bit of a lesson for folks. Even the windows that you think are small or curtains closed or things like that, the birds can really get fooled by them and can hit them. Yeah. So anyway, now hopefully that'll stop any new other birds from ever doing that. But I thought about that advice that you gave me a few weeks ago. But let's talk about the barred owl. So this is a fascinating bird. For what reason?
Well, it's actually quite large, but it's been native to North America forever. But just recently, like in the last 40 years, it's wandered across the continent. And it because it likes only nests in trees, it had to wander up to Canada, across Saskatchewan and Alberta, and then back down to Oregon and Washington.
Now, is there a theory about why it would make this movement in range?
You know, I was trying to find out something about that, but I did not find it. It's this non-migratory bird.
Huh.
So is there something to do with maybe food or overpopulation? Or somebody just sees something really cool over the next tree.
Sometimes with some of the animals that have done that in North America, I know, for instance, possum or raccoons or even armadillos, they can be fairly tolerant of humans.
Mm-hmm,
and so maybe there's I don't know if that's a possibility with the barred owl.
Yeah, they're really versatile feeders. They like amphibians and birds and mammals, so... You know, in the summertime, they're happy to jump on a toad or a frog.
Now, how do you know if you're around the presence of a barred owl?
They have an extremely interesting call.
Funny you should mention that. We have you were good enough to send us a sound file of this. So here is the actual call of a barred owl. Now, if this were in English terms, what would you be hearing?
Well, you play it and I'll tell you what I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go.
All right, who cooks for you?
I hear it. Yes, who cooks for you?
Yes.
That sounds like an owl, doesn't it?
It
now, that's
does.
An owl that sounds like an owl.
It does.
Who?
Yep.
Who
it's
cooks
a,
for you?
Not a backup.
Like no, right.
The little guys. But no, this one. And the first time I ever heard it, I was in Florida visiting an elderly relative. So I like, what's it doing here?
Yeah.
I was surprised.
So now is it sort of in 49 states?
Nope, or? Not at all. It does not live in the plains states.
I see. Oh, not
yep.
in the plains.
It just moved west across to the Mississippi. And when
the trees
stopped,
it
went
trees.
North and
I
then
gotcha.
It came back down. Unfortunately for the northern spotted owl, it's a first cousin and they're interbreeding, which is not good for a bird that's already on kind of an endangered spot in
okay.
its lifetime.
So the northern spotted owl is in a little bit of danger because of this range.
Because they can interbreed.
Is there any other impact that has been noted about the spread of the barred owl, for instance, in prey animals or other pressures?
No, not that I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just that particular owl. Here, the great horned owl, our biggest owl, it can prey on the barred owl. And the only reason I got to see one just this summer is because just like many other owls, if they're out in daylight, they get mobbed. Can you imagine 16 varied thrushes and 3 jays and several robins all screaming at the same bird and swooping down hard enough you can see the feathers fly off its back?
Wow.
While it's crouching next to a tree trying to get away from them.
You feel sorry for it, but it is a predator.
It is a predator.
Doing that for a reason, right?
Yes. Yep. So,
wow. How many owls do we have in the Juneau area that people might be able to?
Oh, golly. Now, see, you got me there. So we got the saw-whet and the great horned and the northern pygmy and the screech owl, western screech owl. I'm missing one. The boreal doesn't usually show up here.
No, I've seen like an owl hawk or hawk owl.
But they just pass through too.
Yeah, I saw one out kind of by the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they live in
And he was, same thing was happening. Crows and ravens were after him.
Yep.
And he's
small. Yes, he's not a very large one. He's got a really long tail, though, so it's easier to identify him. Because the only other rare bird we have right now is a merlin, which is a small hawk.
Right.
But it doesn't look owl-like at all.
No, right, right. But and merlins are beautiful little creatures. And they now compared to a like a marsh hawk, are they – they're smaller than a marsh hawk,
Oh,
right?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, they're not much bigger than our – the other small bird eating now. Bird. Sharp shin, sorry.
Oh, the sharp shins. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not – but their wings are much more pointy,
actually. Okay.
Yeah.
But highly maneuverable. And,
highly maneuverable.
Right.
Yeah, not quite as super good as the goshawk. But
now, for the barred owl, is there a way that people would visually maybe see it? Or
Actually, it turns out that for one year, they actually lived next to Eagle Beach, and you could hear them calling quite frequently from just when you're taking a walk out there. But now they live a little bit closer to UAS housing and around the valley area. So if you wanted to hear them, that would be the place you'd probably want to go.
When you were just describing where they are, it's almost as if you're describing a small, almost familial group.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you think is happening?
It may be possible. We don't have a high population here at all. In fact, the only places along southeast is Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. So maybe they do like us a little bit more people-wise than some of the other owls. But yeah, the largest populations are farther south here.
They're farther south, yeah. So how many is there an estimate about how many might be in the
Juneau
area?
I did not look that up. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like maybe just in the dozens or something that.
Yeah. Well, for the general estimate is for less than 20.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Any other birds that people should be watching for right now this time of year or listening for?
Yes. You know, that was something really fun that I was looking. I didn't get to see these myself, but there's a bunch of small shorebirds passing through.
Oh, okay.
So it's if you want to go down to the mouth of the river or the Airport Dyke Trail or Eagle Beach and go around on a rising tide where around the grass and where there's lots of seeds and bugs and stuff, you might get to see quite a few different shorebirds. There's three or four different sandpipers, like least western and semi-palmated and even dowitchers.
Oh, okay. So that's a thing to watch for now. Those shorebirds are in the area.
They'll be passing through slowly, but they won't be in large groups like in the springtime.
Yeah.
You won't see 1,000 of them.
No, right, which is spectacular when you can see them. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Brenda, thanks so much for letting us know what's happening. Fascinating to hear about the barred owl and to hear this fascinating call of the barred owl.
All right.
And always great to hear from you. Thanks so much. That's Brenda Wright, Programs Manager for the Juneau Audubon Society. Thanks again. Really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay.